This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Late night, News Talk 830 WCCO. Going to have some fun here for the next 30 minutes. Talking to a young man that I've known since he was right around like 12. All right, you know, middle school, getting ready to go to high school. He balls out at Hopkins, then he goes on to NDSU, a member of the Bison, all about winning, right? And then makes it into the National Football League and has a successful career there. And now he's a business owner, the current owner of the Breakfast Bar of Minnesota. Check out the website, breakfastbarofmn.com. It is located in downtown Minneapolis. He's in studio right now, and that will be Marcus Williams. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, @TheRealMarkWill, @TheRealMarkWill. Marcus, thanks for coming and hanging out with your boy, man.
Man, thanks for having me, man. Like you said, man, I knew you forever. I'm just appreciating this opportunity to get on here and just talk, man, talk some sports, talk some business, and get it going.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And before anything, and I say this about all the guys that I have come on that I've known forever, was Kyle Elamine, Troy Bell, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you for the man that you are and the success that you've had. And to me, it's about, like, we talk about in life, and as you learn that, as you're getting older, it's about relationships. It's about having positive interaction. And I never worried about you, although I would give advice. Yep. You know, me and Rich and those guys, whatever, would give you advice. But you have always had a great family, you know, with your siblings and also with your father, Jeff. And he's always been grounded and helping you out. So that's the thing that I love about you as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's that's how I was raised. Like you said, like my dad, he raised me in just a way where it's like, you know who you can be. You know what you can be. Don't mess things up. But have fun. But be straightforward. Know what you're trying to do to get the job done, because you know where you want to be. Don't let nobody choose your future. Make sure you're the one that's be able to choose your own future.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So now we'll get to football here in a few minutes.
For sure.
But let's start with what you're doing right now, man. Let the listening audience know about what you got going on in terms of starting your own business, a restaurant in downtown Minneapolis, and all of that information.
Yeah. So, how it came about was I know a few buddies. Well, I actually played football down in Houston with the Texans.
Yep.
And we used to go to all these restaurants, man. I'd be like, dude, this food is amazing. You know? Like, man, we don't have this in Minnesota, man. We need something like this where we can come, eat, and also chill. You know what I'm saying? Get a drink and do stuff like that. Man, I'm like, I wish we had something like this. So like, 2 years went by. This guy, he had the breakfast bar at first, actually. And he just came to me one time with an opportunity. He's like, man, what do you think about buying a restaurant? I'm like, man, you know, I don't know much about the restaurant business or nothing like that. But I took advantage of it, though. I talked to my dad. He talked to one of his best friends who actually been in the restaurant business before.
Mm-hmm.
So we went about that. We bought it in June, opened up in July, and we've been doing pretty well ever since. Like I said, it's fairly new, and we're just getting our feet wet, but we're getting it there. We're still learning. It's a lot of work, a lot of business. I mean, you learn that from there, but it's nothing we can't handle. For me, I mean, I just learned it from playing sports. I love challenges. You know what I'm saying? I love.
And you used to hard work.
Oh, yeah. Hard work for sure. I love defeating the odds. You know what I'm saying? I love being the underdog. I love people doubt and things like that, because it makes me want to work harder. You know, it makes me want to get this thing going and show others what I can do, and also trying to bring something to the city that's never been here as well. You know what I'm saying? Just giving ourselves an opportunity to explore our mind on different foods, different culture, and how things can be.
So that's kind of like where it all started, like piquing your interest, because I'm a foodie. I like to go hit up different restaurants and stuff like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day I'm feeling like I want a steak. The next day I'm feeling like I want sushi. The next day I'm feeling like I – because to me, breakfast, I can eat breakfast all day long.
Yep.
Like people talk about – I can eat breakfast for dinner. I can eat it first thing in the morning. I can have it in the afternoon. So in terms of like your mindset, you're like, I want to give people something different in Minneapolis and well, for that matter, in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so that was what sparked your interest in probably going all in with the restaurant.
No, it definitely is. And that was the main thing. Especially like you said, eating breakfast all day. I'm a big breakfast guy too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love eating breakfast. And at the restaurant, you can eat breakfast all day. You want to eat, you want to come in there at 9 a.m. and eat, you can go in there at 9 p.m. and eat breakfast. It's the same thing. So that's a big thing about it. And it's been going well.
Now, what does it feel like to be the owner of a restaurant? And I say that because I feel like when we talk about entrepreneurs and entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. it's always cool to own something. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like one of the things that I've been kind of on, like, for the last couple of months, and I've been accumulating it all, and I put on a couple of pounds, but, like, I'm so into, like, and rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle,
yep.
the Marathon Clothing. And I've been buying hats, and I got, mm-hmm. you know, some of the clothes and stuff like that, whatever, because he was an entrepreneur, and he was seeing things before everybody else was seeing it. What does it feel like to actually own, you know, your own restaurant? I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling.
No, it's definitely a great feeling. It really haven't hit me yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be there. I just like the vibe of the whole thing. It's so new. Like to me, it's like a different transition to what I've been doing
you
my whole
yeah.
life, you
yep.
know? But it's a great experience. I mean, I got some great workers. I also got a lot of great help and support around me that helps me out a ton. But I mean, just being from Minnesota and being able to do something for the city like this, with all the support and all the people who just come through and just say how much they enjoy just being there and how much they enjoy the food. Just me as a person and as an owner, that's what you want to hear, and that's what you love to see.
Absolutely. We got Marcus Williams in studio for another segment here, joining me here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. You know him from his days at Hopkins. You know him from his winning days at North Dakota State, being an alum, and then also played with the Houston Texans, also played with the New York Jets. Now, I remember, and it's so funny, Chris, because Chris is a Bison fan,
yep.
that – when you came to Kansas City, you were with the Jets at the time, mm-hmm. and I was actually covering the game, right?
Okay.
And so that season, because it was like back-to-back seasons where I didn't cover the – I was covering the games, but I wasn't covering the Chiefs' locker room post-game. I was covering the opposing team's locker room.
Okay.
And so on this particular Sunday, I'm in the Jets' locker room post-game, and I seen Marcus, but I had to get to – everything that was going on with Ryan Fitzpatrick first.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't like chop it up. I saw him in my side view, but I had to go talk to the quarterback because there's certain people that you have to talk to.
You got to get to him first.
You got to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And right before that, I was in there when Todd Bowles was speaking. So I had to get that done. So we didn't chop it up, whatever. But I remember that day. It was kind of a frustrating day for Marcus and his teammates.
I still remember that day.
Yeah, because Fitzpatrick,
he threw like five interceptions that game.
Five interceptions.
And that's my boy, man. I love him to death. But yeah, he had one of those. That's probably a game I wish he can have back for sure.
But what kind of dude is he? And the reason why I ask that is because you see you still see the photographs and the video when he had the chains and stuff on Deshaun Jackson, and he just seems like a real cool cat. Everybody knows he went to Harvard, I think.
Yep.
But what type of dude is
he's
he?
He's actually a great guy.
Yeah.
I love him to death. And the funny thing about Fitz, I've played on probably three teams with him. I came in as a rookie with the Houston Texans. He was there.
Wow.
Then he comes to the Jets as a quarterback. I was there. And then last year, he was in Tampa Bay. That's when he was wearing the chains with Deshaun Jackson and all that. And I was there. So I'm like, Fitz, man, I don't know if you're following me or I'm following you, but, man, we keep getting together. But, hey, no, I love him to death, though, man. He's a great guy, great family guy as well, smart individual, man. You can tell he's been playing forever. It's not easy to play as many years as he's played in this league. And he's had his ups and downs, but, man, overall, he's just a great guy, a great leader, a great guy you want to be around for sure.
How many years did you play in the league?
I've played 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And the average, they say the average NFL football player, I think, plays, well, I want to say like maybe 2 or 3 years. It's 2.5, three.
Yep.
So you did more than anybody, you know, typically does in terms of the average in the National Football League. I know you got to be proud of that. What was your favorite stop in the NFL?
My favorite stop, I'll say it was New York, though.
Yeah.
Just because I probably spent the most time there. You got to see the city as well. Man, it was just a joy just being out there in New York. You come from Minnesota, mm-hmm. and then you go out to New York City, it's a way different lifestyle out there. So you can get yourself in so many different things. You know, you gotta ground yourself for sure first. That's number one. But then there's so much opportunity. There's so many people to meet. There's so many things to do. I mean, it's hard not to love that place right there.
No question about it. We're going to continue the conversation with Marcus Williams. He's joining us in studio. Give him a follow on Twitter at TheRealMarkWill. We'll talk more about what's going on in the NFL now, and we'll continue the conversation. Ask him about his alma mater and their championship ways. We'll do that next year. News Talk 830 WCCO. All All right, welcome back. News Talk 830 WCCO Late Night. Henry Lake, Chris Tubbs producing. Marcus Williams in studio hanging out with me for another segment to the top of the hour. Then we'll talk to Lisa Najarian about Lyme disease and the big story that came out the last couple of weeks that Justin Bieber has been battling Lyme disease. So we'll talk about that because a lot of people don't know about Lyme disease. But let's talk some football with Marcus Williams. Give him a follow on Twitter at TheRealMarkWill. I guess congratulations again to NDSU, man. All y'all do is win, man. What's up with that?
Man, I don't know, man.
And it don't matter who the coach is, the head coach.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it, man. But, I mean, I think we just built a program there when we were there and the guys before us that these kids that are still there, and there's still some of the coaches that was there, especially our strength coach. He's a big part of what we do there, Coach Kramer. And they just – it's tradition, you know what I'm saying? It's things that you know when you're coming to NDSU, you're going to have to work hard.
Yeah.
That's number one. And if you're not, you're going to get up out of there or you're not going to play. And as you see, I mean, we had like four guys transfer already. And we see it every year because those guys just not fit out for what we do. And so what we do every single year, we just try to find the best. We don't want to have the – You want to find the right players, not just the best players. You want to find the guys that's going to buy into what you're doing, buy into the system, and make sure that you know who was before you and what's at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what those guys have been doing, man. They had a great season, undefeated. I'm proud of Coach Entz. His first year coming in, winning a national championship, man, you couldn't ask for a better season.
So what was it about the culture there that you bought into even before you stepped on campus?
I mean, just the brotherhood, really. I mean, you got some guys there. You got guys from all over,
yep.
First off. You got guys from nine-man football, probably 200 kids in the class. You got guys from Texas. You got guys from California. You got guys from Minnesota. But when you get there, it's just different. None of that even matters no more. And everybody is together. And one thing I've heard other guys say from who went to other schools is that this crew was hanging out with this crew, that crew hangs out with that crew hanging. It wasn't like that in the issue. Everybody, no matter who you were, no matter if you were, what was going on, everybody was together, especially each class.
Yep.
I remember my freshman class coming in there. We didn't have the best year our freshman year. I redshirted that year, but we told each other, man, we want to come in here and change it. We want to come in here and be great. We want to come in here and make a name for ourselves and for this school. And, man, that's what we've done, and they've been doing it ever since.
You know, it's funny that you talk about the brotherhood and the culture and being together and all that, because that's so real. And the reason why I say this is because I've known you since your middle school days, but also one of your teammates, John Crockett,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was at the school with us too. He was at NDSU, and then he, you know, went on, was with the Packers, stuff like that.
Yep.
I mean, that just really tells you a lot about NDSU as a program, that you and him, like, y'all boys, y'all brothers, whatever, y'all came in, did your thing, went to the NFL, whatever, and it just, everybody kind of grows together.
But the main thing was just working hard. And Coach Bowl, that was his thing. He don't care what's going on. He's a straightforward guy. Like, you're either going to do it this way or you got to go. And I mean, we're from Minneapolis. Our parents didn't have the most money in the world, so this was going to be the way that we took care of our family. So we said, man, we got to buckle down. We got to do what we got to do in the classroom and on the field so we can be successful.
No question about it. All right, let's talk some NFL here in the final segment. We know what the matchups are this weekend, 49ers and Green Bay. And then in the AFC, we have the Kansas City Chiefs, who I'm rooting for because I spent 5.5 years mm-hmm. hosting midday there. They're facing the Tennessee Titans. So let's start on the NFC side. Who do you like in that matchup?
Man, that's tough because it's so hard for me to go against Aaron Rodgers, man. He's been doing it for so long.
Yep.
I mean, I grew up a Vikings fan, but still, when you see how long he's been playing this game, it's so hard to go against him. But to be honest, man, the 49ers, they're special this year. And I remember when I was in Houston, we played against the 49ers, and it was like Kyle Shanahan's like first or second season.
Uh-huh.
And I just seen how he just running that offense. I'm like, man, this coach is special. Like, this guy is really doing it because he's bringing that old school football back. He's really using a fullback. He's using his tight end. I mean, you see Kittle, he's out there balling. That defense, the front seven, I mean, those guys are doing everything. And then you got Sherman and those guys in the back making plays. So if you ask me, I'm thinking I'm going to go with the 49ers this weekend.
Okay, going with the 49ers there. AFC, who you got, Tennessee or Kansas City? Kansas City's at home.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Pat Mahomes. That boy's balling. I think I like them. I mean, I love
He's amazing.
I love what Derrick Henry is doing. He's running that ball like crazy. Mike Vrabel was actually my defensive coordinator when I was down
Houston, right?
In Houston.
Yeah, yep.
So, yeah, I'm happy for him. But, I mean, they had a great season. But I think Pat Mahomes, I think those boys got it. I mean, they got so many weapons. Andy Reid, he's an amazing genius, a quarterback guru. They got Tyreek Hill. Got all those fast guys. Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman. I mean, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
You got Honey Badger on the other side making plays. So
that's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be – it depends, though, because the thing about Tennessee, they love to run the ball. But if Kansas City gets some points on them, it's going to be hard for them to run the ball because you can't – you got to start throwing it and things like that.
I think that's the key. If Kansas City puts some points on the board early and Tennessee has to play catch-up, that's the game changer.
There's going to be no way. It's like what happened to the Ravens, basically. So, but if they can run the ball and they do like that, then it's going to be a bloodbath for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. So if you had to, you know, predict and think, okay, out of the four teams remaining, this is the team I see maybe hosting the trophy at the end. Who do you think wins the Super Bowl?
Kansas City Chiefs.
You think Kansas City?
I think Kansas City.
I hope so, man. I just – Andy Reid, man, he just –
He's been so
games.
Close, man. Yeah, that's
I know,
the thing.
Right?
Man. He's been so close so many times. I remember I was rooting for him when T.O. came over there when he was in Philly. And, man, that was this close. And he broke his leg, and I was like, dang, Andy. But, no, he's been – I mean, he's been doing it forever.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah, and that's what you could tell. But you, the guys love him, it seems like.
Yep.
And he produces, though. He produces every year. So I think this is probably his year.
All right, we got about 2.5 minutes remaining. I got to ask you, though, man, just as an observer, a former player, because you're still close to the league and everything, what's your take on the Antonio Brown stuff, man? Because it, to me, it's sad to see. Like, he was once, like, this really, really phenomenal wideout,
mm-hmm.
and I'm cool with Mike Tomlin, mm-hmm. with fraternity brothers and all that stuff, whatever, and I'll see him from time to time. But what do you make of just how it seems like he's lost his way?
Yeah, that's definitely one way to put it. You could definitely tell he lost his way. My thing about it, which I told myself I never really wanted, was a lot of yes men around you. A lot of men that's just going to say, yeah, that's fine, go do that. Nobody, and it's probably on him. He probably cut all the guys off who did challenge him,
mm-hmm.
who said, hey, Antonio, you probably shouldn't be doing this. But I feel that's my present. I don't really know him. I don't know him at all, actually.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know what's around him, but I think he just has a lot of people around him that's not – giving him the right advice. I mean, I wish him the well because he's a great player. You seen what he can do. Everybody know he's a baller. Everybody know he can go out there and make plays. What just happened with him and his agent is sad as well.
Yep.
Because those are the people that's closest to you. You talk to those guys every other day, especially him and his situation. But, man, I just wish him the best, man. That's all you can ever hope for, somebody like that. Hopefully he changes some things around and fixes his career because I know he's not done. I know he's still got a lot more in the tank. So,
yeah.
I mean, I just wish him the best. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, we got about a minute left. I want to wish you the best, and thank you for coming in, and we'll have to do this again. But you're the current owner of the Breakfast Bar of Minnesota, the website, breakfastbarofmn.com. And before we get out of here, you are going to have a special deal going on Super Bowl weekend for the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, Super Bowl weekend, we'll have the game going on. We'll have a little party in there for anybody who wants to come. The address is actually 319 First Avenue. So it's right there on First Ave. If you're ever there, it's cross street from the Fine Line, if people know where that is. So just come down, have a good time, watch the game, enjoy some good food, good drinks, and have a good time.
No question about it. That's Marcus Williams. Give him a follow on Twitter. Please do. I mean, he's at The Real Mark Will. And I just want to say, as the music hits and we get out of here, I'm proud of you, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Yep. Keep doing what you do.
I'm glad for this opportunity, for sure. We do this again.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.